Hello, good morning. This is Elisa from Family First. How may I help you?
Yes. Good morning. This is Mildred Miller, your patient. I just wanted to know, I just feel a little uncomfortable. And I just wanted to know, how often do you have to come out to do assessments and stuff?
Actually, we are not the one who does the assessment. It's the service coordinator who does it, but I can let know any information that maybe you want to share, or maybe if you want another assessment, or...
Could you, if you feel uncomfortable, could you change workers?
Yes. Don't you feel comfortable with your caregiver or the person who does the assessment?
The person that does the assessment.
Okay, I can make the request for the change if you want to.
All right, I'm gonna call her one more time to see, you know. Because I asked her about the meals, you know, the home cooked meals, and she never got back to me about it. And then she calls me and says that she has to do another assessment. She did an assessment just in December.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what's going on. I don't know if she's trying to take my services from me. I really don't know. I just feel very, I don't have nothing to worry about, but I just, some people you just don't feel comfortable with.
Okay, it's fine. You are free to express those concerns. I want to confirm your phone number is 610-590-1209.
Okay, I'll call it right now.
No. What I'm telling you is I'm going to confirm the information so I can make the request of changing the person that does the assessment. It's the service coordinator, correct?
Yeah, she's the service coordinator, but she just came out in November or December for an assessment. And then she texted me and called me the other day and said she has to come back out again in April.
Okay, and you're uncomfortable because you feel that she doesn't call you back when you are asking her something?
Yeah, she never called me back about the home-cooked meals.
Okay, but you're asking her if the caregiver can cook meals for you, is what are you asking?
No, the caregiver cooks meals for me, but sometimes, very, very overloaded.
Okay, in that case, that's not with the service coordinator, it's with me, that I'm with the coordinator for the agency.
No, I don't want to cancel it right now. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about it.
No problem.
It seems a little unwary that she has to keep coming out.
Oh, okay. I understand. Well, I will let her know. That maybe there can be a change, or she can provide us more information about why the assessment is very, it has been very frequent, okay?
Yeah, why is it so frequent? I just don't understand. She was just here and did an assessment, and I got the paperwork and everything in the mail, but now she says she has to come back out again. And I feel uncomfortable. Like she's trying to take my services from me or something.
Okay.
That's how I feel.
I will speak with her, and she can provide me more information, okay?
Yeah, like she's trying to take my services from me.
Yes, I'm going to ask her. Also, please let me confirm this information. Your phone number is 610-590-1209.
Yes, ma'am.
And your address is 419 Chestnut Street, Darby, PA, Pennsylvania, 19023.
Yes.
Have you been in the ER or hospitalized the past month?
No.
Great to hear that. And lastly, we want to know if maybe you have any more issue with your caregiver, or do you feel comfortable with the person that is providing the services?
Yeah, I basically feel comfortable. It's just that lately I've been feeling like I'm going to fall, so he has to like be right next to me more than usual, because I keep feeling like I'm going to fall.
Okay.
I'm trying to get myself set up for therapy.
Okay,
I keep feeling like I'm
going to
fall.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to speak with the coordinator regarding that new assessment, okay?
Is it another assessment?
No, I'm going to ask her so she can provide me more information about why she's going so frequent, okay?
Okay, yeah, because I called you because you didn't really give me no problems, and I felt comfortable. I even told you one time when the caregiver was going to be late, and you said as long as he makes up the hours that he's supposed to, you know, and it was just, I just feel uncomfortable, like she's trying to take my services from me. That's how I feel. I'm sorry, that's how I feel, like she's trying to...
Don't worry, it's fine. I can ask her regarding that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am, Miss Alicia, no.
Okay. In that case, thank you so much for calling me. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.